Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Blue Jays From Away podcast, episode 59.
Got this force coming through in my blood, in my veins, it's a current.
Today on the podcast, we talk with Blue Jays minor league players Bo Bichette, Zach Jackson, and Jordan Romano. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen, take a listen, and get your Blue Jays on. It's the Blue Jays From Away podcast. Welcome back to a new season of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. We're brought to you by the 2017 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the premium content section of Blue Jays From Away. This year's edition features profiles of over 250 players in the Toronto Blue Jays organization, while giving you all of the info you need to follow the Blue Jays minor leaguers in action. The premium content section has photos, video, and scouting reports to supplement the profiles. The 2017 Toronto Blue Jays Minor League Handbook and the Blue Jays From Away premium content section. We've got you covered. Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Bo Bichette, a shortstop with the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. Welcome to the podcast, Bo.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
So, Bo, this is your first spring training with the Toronto Blue Jays. Tell me, what have you been going through so far? What have you seen? What have you been doing?
Man, just a lot of, you know, work on little things. Wedge has been awesome for us, and, you know, my first spring training for sure has been a lot every day, early mornings, but I'm loving it so far.
So, the early mornings, like, what time are they getting you up? What kind of drills do they make you do? And, you know, how are you adjusting to it? And is it sort of a similar type of schedule that you saw at Instructional League and in the Gulf Coast League last year?
You know what? It's actually, spring training has been a little bit more laid back than what I've heard from, you know, other people in this organization in the past and other organizations. So, I mean, it's been really good, and working on a lot of little things, base running, you know, where to be on defense, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, in the morning, we have to be here anywhere from, you know, 7 to 8. So I'm kind of a later person, so I normally get here around 7:30. But, yeah, I mean, it's been good so far.
Now, let's go back to last year. I mean, you were drafted by the Blue Jays, and you know, there were, I think I've read that you said that, you know, you really wanted to come to the Blue Jays when other teams might have been interested in drafting you. What's the story behind that?
You know, before the draft, you know, I'm lucky to have parents and a brother who's been through all of this and know kind of, you know, what organizations are a good fit for me personally. And with the new ownership, or not the new ownership, the new resume, Shapiro and all that, he, you know, we really felt comfortable being in this organization with the way that they treat young players. And so, you know, the Blue Jays were definitely one of the teams that I was comfortable going to and would, you know, love to start my career with.
I've also read that you had, you know, worked out a little bit with Troy Tulowitzki and sort of got a little bit of an insight into the organization through him.
Yeah, we hit together the off season before I was drafted, so right before my high school season. It was actually him, Pilar, Goins, Colabello too, and so I mean, I learned a lot from them, and you know, they told me how great the organization is, so that helped.
Now, what about what they told you about how the system handles young players was appealing to you?
You know, it wasn't so much them that told me about that kind of stuff. Just from what I've heard about how Shapiro handled the Indians organization, they obviously are doing, you know, really well right now with a lot of their young players helping out the big league team, and so seeing that and knowing how much of an investment they put in the minor leagues, you know, that just made it really easy to be here.
Now, what are the types of things that you are working on right now with the staff and with you know, every day in your games?
Like I said, a lot of base running. They're really stressing The little things, obviously defense, hitting too, hitting, just really just be aggressive and BP, square at baseballs. They're keeping it really simple, and I really love that.
Now, it seems like you were very aggressive last year in the Gulf Coast League, and you put up some video game-like numbers. How did it feel when you're going out there and just, it seems like everything is falling for you and everything is working out?
I really didn't have any, like, cheap hits or anything like that. I just kind of was, I felt good. I was making, you know, good contact. And, you know, I like to be as aggressive and swing hard. So they were putting it in good spots for me to do that. And I guess it just all came together.
And, you know, we also know that you missed part of the season because of appendicitis. And, you know, what was it like coming back at the end of the year after you had been through the illness?
It's something that I really wanted to do, was get back and try and help the team make the playoffs before the season ended. Unfortunately, we couldn't do that. But, yeah, I mean, it was a crazy time. Won't get into all of it, but you know, I really wasn't all that sick. I just kind of came back, just got in the swing of things, baseball stuff, and I was good to go.
So you'd say that the team was just being pretty cautious with you to make sure everything was okay?
Yes, very.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me a little bit about that GCL team, because it had the second best record in the Gulf Coast League, except for the fact that the team with the better record was in the same division as you, which meant that you guys didn't get into the playoffs. But what was it like playing on a team that was so successful?
It was awesome. I mean, I've been on some pretty good teams in amateur ball and stuff like that, but I never expected to be on a team in pro ball where we kind of dominated the way that we did it. I mean, when I was playing, I think at one point we were like 25-3 or something like that with a 18-game winning streak, which was obviously incredible, and our coaches made sure that we knew, you know, that we were doing something special. So that was a great time to be a part of.
And which players on that team would you say stood out to you as being, you know, really integral to the success of the team, or just showed you that they've got big futures in this game?
You know, we had a great team. Our pitchers did really well, especially at the beginning of the year. And, you know, I wasn't there all the time because of my injury, but from when I was there, our pitchers did great. Our 1-2 hitters, Vicuña and Obeso, they were incredible during the year. And for the time that we had, you know, Josh Palacios, he did really well too. And, you know, the whole team, David J., I could go on and on. Chavez Young came later and he did, you know, fantastic. And so, yeah, I mean, I would say that we had a lot of kids on that team that have really bright futures.
Well, great. And now, so going into this year, you know, what do you sort of see for yourself coming up?
I'm not sure yet. I mean, they told me that I have a chance to make a full season team, and that's just all. I'm just worried about, you know, playing hard and doing my thing. And whatever happens, happens. I trust them to make the right decisions on me. And, yeah, I'm just looking forward to playing hard every day.
Well, thanks very much. That's Bo Bichette, shortstop for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system, and we'll see in probably just a couple of weeks where he's going to start the year. Thanks very much for joining us, Bo.
Yep, thanks for having me again.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by Zach Jackson, pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. Welcome to the podcast, Zach.
Thank you.
So this is your first spring training with the Toronto Blue Jays. Can you tell us what you've been experiencing, how things have been going so far?
Yeah, it's been good. I've been down here for about a month now, and more or less just kind of been getting in the swing of things. It's obviously first spring training, so a lot of things, you know, I didn't really know how they worked till I got down here, and so for me it's just kind of getting that first time experience and just kind of getting the swing of things.
Now it's I think March 18th today, and you said you've been down here for about a month, so you got here before the camp actually opened on the minor league side of things.
Yeah, I got down here 2 weeks early. They'd asked some of us to come down a little bit, just kind of get in the routine with bullpens and stuff, and you know, just kind of make sure that we're ready when everything gets going hot and heavy. So I was really glad I got to come down a little bit early.
That's great. And did you spend your off season back home in Oklahoma?
Yeah, I actually lived. I went to University of Arkansas, so I worked out there for the most part, but took some long breaks back in Oklahoma to see the family and stuff for Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I bounced a little bit of both.
And I mean, Oklahoma and Arkansas aren't that far apart, are they? So it's probably not the biggest stretch to spend some time on the road back and forth.
No. They're about 2 hours apart. You know, Fayetteville's northeast Arkansas, or I'm sorry, northwest Arkansas, and Tulsa's northeast Oklahoma. So they're literally 2 hours, about the easiest drive you can make.
So did that factor into your decision when you decided to go to Arkansas for college?
Yeah, I mean, I knew I wanted to play in the SEC if I got that opportunity. And then, you know, obviously just seeing the, you know, the type of environment they have there and the fans they have and being 2 hours from home, you know, it was a perfect fit for me.
Now, you know, when the Blue Jays selected you in the draft, I mean, what were your thoughts? What were your feelings? Because obviously here's a team from a, you know, a country that you know, is a little bit far away from Oklahoma and Arkansas.
Yeah, it was obviously draft day is a little bit stressful, so you know, it was more or less just kind of processing the whole thing that first day. But you know, once I started looking into the organization and play with Jackson Lowry, another minor leaguer here, and you know, he had kind of gave me an insight on some things. So from everything I've heard, you know, I'm obviously very lucky to be here. It's definitely, you know, an organization that I felt like I wanted to be drafted by. So I'm glad how it's worked out to this point.
Now, what happened sort of, you know, in high school, at the end of high school, I know a lot of players are being scouted. A lot of people are being, you know, talking to colleges, talking to pro teams. What was that like for you at that point in your career back in your senior year of high school?
Yeah, I was, I would have probably been drafted at some point if I would have, you know, said that I'd, you know, really committed to just, you know, going into minor league ball straight out of high school. But I didn't really feel like I was mature enough at that point and, you know, needed some college. I was real skinny and, you know, needed that development a little bit. So, you know, it was getting used to it a little bit at that point was nice, but it was definitely nice to get that 3 years of college and really get used to things.
And what would you say that you learned or the biggest thing that you took away from those 3 years at Arkansas?
I would just say, I mean, for me, as far as like mentally, you know, I would say that, you know, just teaching myself how to pitch, you know, obviously a lot of pressure in the SEC and, you know, getting to face a lot of those guys, you know, kind of learning how to handle yourself and slow the game down. And physically, I needed to build up a little bit. And so, you know, getting to put on some weight and, you know, do things like that. It was just all around something I really needed.
And what about sort of the day-to-day life away from home and sort of adjusting that way in college?
Yeah, I mean, that was huge. My mom always told me that, you know, that first 6 months of college is going to be, you know, about the biggest growing period that, you know, of your whole life. And, you know, I couldn't agree more after experiencing it. Just obviously not having your parents there for anything, and, you know, a lot of high schoolers here experience that. So it was something where, you know, not being too far from home was nice. It was almost like a gradual process to eventually now being somewhere where, you know, I'm all over the country for 7 months a year.
Now, you said that you're all over the country. I mean, last year you were drafted by the Blue Jays. You know, what was the experience during the draft? You said it was a little bit nerve-wracking. You know, had you been in touch with other scouts from other teams who had said that we're going to take you in X round, or, and then, you know, sometimes things don't work out that way, right?
Yeah, that's something I learned real quick is that draft day, you know, it's so up in the air how everything goes. You know, a lot of things, you know, just kind of, you know, come out of nowhere. And at the same time, you know, if you're on the lucky end of that side, you know, things work out for you. But for me, you know, I honestly hadn't talked to the Blue Jays a whole lot. We have a really good scout in our area that, you know, I was tight with, but we didn't communicate a whole lot. So there were a few teams that, you know, I thought, you know, probably would have taken me, you know, somewhere around that range. But when the Blue Jays called, you know, it was just, you know, made it from there. It was just a done deal.
Now, you started down here in Florida for a little bit, but then you went up to Vancouver. You know, what was that experience, that transition coming into camp here in Florida and then finding out you're going to Canada?
Yeah, and that was something I was excited to experience. That was a whole other part of the, you know, even the U.S. I'd never been to, just that northwest area, and obviously getting to experience Canada and, you know, Vancouver, obviously a beautiful area, and just getting that whole experience of a whole other side of the country, you know, a whole new culture up there, even, you know, for the stateside. You know, it was something that kind of, you know, getting culturally mixed up there. So it was really good.
And, you know, all of our players here that I've talked to say they love playing in Vancouver. You know, how was the experience for you?
It was good. I mean, you know, the competition was, you know, it was a step up from here where I started. I only had one outing down here, but, you know, it was a step up from there, and it kind of, you know, got me involved in, you know, pro ball and just kind of seeing what the competition was like from level to level. And it was a step up, so, you know, something that was really good to experience to start my, you know, career off for the most part with. And then obviously, you know, getting, I think we get, you know, 6,500 fans a game up there, so something like that for, you know, first pro ball experience, they say it's about as good as it gets.
What is the thing that surprised you the most about Vancouver, about Canada, about sort of being on that side of the border?
You know, we didn't or at least me personally, I didn't exactly get to see a whole lot of the, you know, the scenic side. My host family had taken me to some things, and obviously I got to see, you know, some of the scenic stuff that I hadn't seen before. But for me, it was just how dedicated a lot of those people were there to baseball, just because, you know, you don't think about it until you get up there that they don't really have any other pro teams besides Toronto, who's on, you know, a whole other side of the country as far as baseball goes. So for them, you know, to sell out literally every game that I was up there, that was something that was really cool to see.
Well, I mean, that is true. The Vancouver Canadians, I think, are the only remaining professional team, at least in affiliated baseball. There are some Can-Am League teams in the independent leagues, but there used to be a long tradition of teams in Edmonton and Calgary, and even the Blue Jays used to have a couple of lower-level teams in southern Ontario and also out west. So that is definitely true. Like, Vancouver is the last remaining affiliated professional baseball team in Canada.
Yeah, and that, like I said, that was, I honestly didn't realize that till I got up there, and you know, I had heard about some other teams, and obviously, you know, the Expos not being there anymore, and, you know, a couple of the minor league and, like, you know, Canadian, you know, amateur teams that, you know, some people of my host family had mentioned and stuff. But yeah, I honestly didn't realize at the time that it was only, you know, actual Canadian minor league affiliates. So that was something that's really cool.
Now, you come to the Blue Jays with this reputation of having a fantastic curveball. What can you tell our listeners about your version of the curve or your flavor of the curve?
Yeah, I mean, it's just something, you know, I started throwing in high school a little bit, and I had a really good pitching coach in college who kind of changed my mechanics a little bit, and just kind of the way I hold it, and, you know, everything that went with my mechanics. I have, you know, a lot of tilt. I'm sure if you ever, you know, see any, you know, video, it's not exactly a, you know, it's a pretty unique motion, but yeah, it's just something where it's, you know, it's pretty 12-6. You know, I try to get quite a bit of velocity on it, so I guess we'll see how this season, how it plays out.
And what would you say about how last season played out? Like, what are your thoughts, you know, looking back at it afterwards?
Yeah, it was something where, you know, I got to develop a little bit as a pitcher, you know, on the baseball side. That was something where I knew my curveball was something that got me through a lot of situations in college. So when I got to Vancouver, I totally stopped throwing it. It was something that, you know, I wanted to see if I could pitch off my fastball because I needed to get my fastball command a little bit better. And, you know, through that, I developed, you know, a changeup that I feel like is a, you know, really good out pitch at this point. So giving me, you know, three things to work with is hopefully I can move to these higher levels. You know, it was a really good developmental period for me.
So you said you were working on the changeup primarily in Vancouver. And what were you working on sort of in the off season and now coming into spring training?
You know, this is something that has been me since I've been in high school, and, you know, Jeff Ware and pretty much any pitching guy will tell you the same thing, has been fastball command. They pound it to everybody, and with my unique mechanics, it's something that, you know, I've had to work, you know, effortlessly at, and, you know, it's something that, you know, the curveball has come fairly natural, luckily, but that's something that, you know, I've had to work pretty hard at, so that's definitely been my main focus.
Great, and so can you tell us something maybe some of the listeners might not know about you that you think, you know, you'd like them to know?
Gosh, I don't know. Off the field, you know, how many unique, that was more on Christmas. So if I ever had a, you know, a fun fact to say in class, then that was always my go-to because I never could think of anything else. So I guess I'll go with that.
And so when you're not working out, when you're not focusing on the field, what do you like to do off the field to take your mind off of baseball?
Yeah, I'm a really laid back guy. You know, I, you know, like to hunt and fish, just, you know, anything to kind of get out and enjoy myself. You know, I got a really good group of friends back in Arkansas, and, you know, we'll go do anything, play basketball, video games, just anything, just, you know, nothing crazy, no rock climbing or anything too extravagant, but I'm a pretty laid back guy.
Is there any, I hear there's good fishing down here. Have you had a chance to sample it yet?
I haven't. Jackson Lowry, that other guy from Arkansas, I know he was down here for a while last year, and he said he found some good spots, so I'm thinking throughout the spring training he'll probably show me a few of those.
Well, they don't give you a lot of days off, though, do they?
That's for sure, yeah. We get after it down here.
Okay, so one last thing. What do you want to do this year? Like, what is your big goal?
For me, you know, I don't know exactly, you know, what they have in mind for me as far as, you know, you never can predict levels wise, and it almost hurts yourself if you try to think too much about that stuff. But for me, it's just kind of go out and do what I think I'm capable of doing, you know, let all the other stuff control itself. But for me, just kind of do what, you know, I know I have control of, and, you know, kind of see where that takes me.
All right, that's Zach Jackson, pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. We don't know where he's going to be when he starts the year, but I'm sure where he goes, he's going to play with the hitters and make them wish they were somewhere else. So thanks a lot, Zach, and we hope you have a great rest of spring training and a great season.
Thank you.
The gate is narrow, and the world quite as cold than you raised.
Welcome back to the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'm joined by the newly shorn Jordan Romano from Markham, Ontario, and minor league pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays and pitcher for Team Italy in the World Baseball Classic. Welcome to the podcast.
Thanks for having me. It's good to be back again.
It is always good to have you on the podcast. And this year, because, you know, so much has happened since we last talked, I think last year in Lansing. So much has happened, so let's get down to it. I mean, your spring this year has been a little bit out of the regular routine with a selection to the Team Italy pitching staff. What was that like learning about it, and were there any sort of, you know, dual loyalties, because you were born and grew up in Canada and ultimately pitched for the land of your ancestors?
Yeah, I mean, it was an interesting opportunity. You know, my dad's from Italy, so yeah, it's a prominent part of my heritage, and I was really excited to go and pitch for them. I pitched for Team Canada growing up, but pitching for Team Italy was an awesome experience.
Now, do you sort of see yourself as an Italian Canadian, especially growing up in Toronto? And I know, especially in Woodbridge particularly, mm-hmm. there's a very large Italian Canadian contingency. Did you sort of feel that heritage growing up, so that it didn't feel like an alien culture, I guess, when you joined Team Italy?
Oh yeah, of course. You know, growing up, my grandparents also came from Italy, I think around 40 years ago. So even, you know, going and staying at their house, they don't even speak English. They speak only Italian. So, you know, growing up, yeah, it was always, you know, Italian, Canadian, and both were equal parts. I was just born in Canada.
And, you know, tell us about, let's say, your grandmother must have some great, or grandmothers must have some great Italian cooking. What are your favorite dishes that you had growing up?
Oh, man, her cooking is by far the best I've ever had. She makes a great lasagna, and I'm not sure if you ever had it. It's called a crepe soup. It's crepes just in, like, a broth, and we have it every time at Christmas. I can't get enough of it.
Now, have you, you know, having to be, you know, you're playing and you're living on the road and you're, you know, you're on your own. Have you taken any of your grandmother's cooking secrets with you and indulged your teammates at all?
Unfortunately, no. I'm not a good cook at all. I cook eggs, toast. That's about the extent of my cooking abilities.
Now, when you were with the team down in Mexico, were there, you know, catered Italian dinners for the team? Did the team have to eat Italian food? Was that a rule?
Most of the coaches, they, our manager Marco, he actually brought in olive oil from Italy, and we were down playing at the A's complex, and they served their food, but he would always make them make an Italian dish for him. So, but I just ate the regular food, and when we were down in Mexico, they had great Mexican food, so I ate Mexican almost every night there.
Now, among your teammates, who were some of the ones that, you know, you got along with the best, that you found, you know, were the most interesting guys, that you maybe learned something from on the field, or surprising, that, you know, oh, here's this guy, and oh, what a nice guy, as opposed to I've seen him on the other side of the diamond, and I didn't like playing against him.
Yeah, I would say one guy that stuck out in particular is Francisco Cervelli. You know, I've only seen him play on TV and stuff. But when he came to the team, I mean, man, he was accepting as ever. And, you know, he's got a lot of time in the big leagues, so some guys aren't like that. But he was he talked to everyone, tried to include, you know, everyone and everything, arranged team dinners, stuff like that, just tried to make everyone come together as a unit. So, yeah, I think there's, you know, a lot, almost every guy on the team, nice guy, great guys, but I think he stuck out the most to me.
Now, I was just reading, actually, the Baseball America's preview of the WBC teams overall, and they mentioned you as one of the possible starters for Team Italy, noting that there wasn't a lot of big league experience on that staff. What was it like going into the games once you had been practicing for a few days and heading into competition? What was it like sort of coming together, knowing that you would actually probably – and eventually you were, but get into some game action and really be able to contribute to the team?
Yeah, it was definitely a different dynamic because this whole year I started. So it was interesting coming out of the bullpen. And coming out of the bullpen, you know, your eighth, ninth inning, it's crunch time. You got to be ready to go. So, you know, but it was the same thing. I was really happy I, you know, got out there and contributed. And there was really nothing like it. The first night we were in Mexico playing Mexico, the fans were pretty rowdy. You know, it was awesome. There was nothing really like that I've ever experienced.
Now, let's talk a little bit about that game, because I was watching that on TV and I was just, you know, kind of stunned by, I mean, the whole game itself. It was kind of bizarre, a little bit like that seventh inning of the Toronto Blue Jays game against Texas in the division series in 2015. So, you know, tell me what was going through your mind, and then eventually when you came into pitch, you know, what was going through your head as you saw this game and you saw this this, you know, Mexico team that kind of unraveled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you know, first of all, you can't miss the fans there, you know what I mean? Like, they're everywhere, so you just kind of got, I was just thinking to myself, all right, there's a lot of fans, are going to be getting rowdy, but just kind of try to look past that and just, you know, play your game. And I kind of did that. I was ready in the bullpen, and when I got out there, I had the right mindset to go out there and compete. And I did, and that game, you know, back and forth all day, and that place, the ball flies, so kind of anything could happen, and yeah, we just kind of grinded out the win there. That was awesome.
Now, when you came into the game to pitch, I think it was the ninth inning.
Ninth, yeah.
What was going through your head as you came into the thing, and what were you trying to do as a pitcher? Like, what were you trying to throw? What were you trying to do to get those outs?
Honestly, I was just trying to get a really quick inning, you know, 1-2-3, and kind of give the hitters, you know, momentum going into the next. I didn't want to make them wait around a long time because we were down a few runs. So I just wanted a quick inning and give them momentum to get back out there. And so I was just trying to attack the hitters. I wasn't trying to, you know, fool around. So I didn't throw one breaking ball that inning. I just went after the hitters. If they got a hit, you know, so what? I'd go after the next guy. So that's what I was just trying to do.
Well, I mean, it worked out for you, and then you had, a great view from the bench as Italy finished the comeback and eventually got the walk-off win. So when that happened, what's your thought? How did you react? I know, and I'm not sure who it was, somebody came out and actually slid around home plate. I remember seeing that and sort of, like, falling on top of, I can't remember who scored the run, but, like, somebody ran out from the dugout and slid right behind home plate. You know, what were you doing?
Oh, I was, well, the thing was, I was pretty confident our team could come back from that because we had such a great lineup and, you know, we could score runs off anyone. So, but, I mean, Osuna was out there and he's a great closer and he had great stuff that day too. And we just put good at-bats on him. And then when we scored, you know, three runs, we're like, okay, like, you know, just keep going. And we finally got that fifth run across the plate to win the game. It was just kind of a blur. Just ran out there, you know, really excited. I didn't really know what to think or stuff. I don't even know what I did. It was just kind of just go out there, go wild.
Now, was there a big celebration, a big dinner afterwards or anything like that?
You know what? There was not, because I think after the game, we kind of got, like, everyone was super excited in the clubhouse and stuff, but it was a late game, went late. I think we finished around 12 o'clock. We got back to the hotel at 1, so we just kind of needed sleep for the next day.
Now, how could you take that experience with you as you move forward this year? As you said, last year you were a starter, and I'm assuming that that's where you're going to be, or what role you're going to be playing this year with the Blue Jays. So, you know, how can you take that experience and use it to help you keep getting better this year?
Well, the thing I realized, like, I had good outing against Mexico, battling against Puerto Rico. And that just kind of makes me, like, I know I can compete against the highest level talent out there, but it's just, it makes you want to be more consistent. Because if you're off a day or getting behind batters all the time, like, those good guys will make you pay. So I really realized that. So I got that experience kind of made me make sure I have to be on top of my game, not take pitches off and stuff like that. Because the higher you go up, you take pitches off, you lose focus, then that's when they'll hurt you. So that's what I kind of realized.
Do you feel like having been in that environment in Mexico with a lot of fans around, especially with the host of that pool playing, do you think that, you know, you'll be able to deal with bigger crowds, that, you know, more tense situations a little bit better, having gotten some of those experiences under your belt?
Yeah, I definitely think so, because I know what to expect now. You know, I don't think, unless, I don't know, we're playing, you know, Game 7 of the World Series, I don't think we'll find fans any louder or more fans than that. So I've already experienced it and know what to expect, and I know what I have to do now.
And what are you trying to do this year in 2017?
Well, I think I'm going to remain a starter. I think that's the plan. So, you know what? I'm just not going to try to do too much. I just want to stay healthy the whole year, stay consistent, and always go out there and give my, you know, give my chance the team to win. And I think if I do that, I'll be successful.
Well, great. We hope you are very successful. That's Jordan Romano, pitcher in the Toronto Blue Jays minor league system. Thanks for joining us once again, Jordan.
All right. Thanks again.
That's it for episode number 59 of the Blue Jays From Away podcast. I'd like to thank Bo Bichette, Zach Jackson, and Jordan Romano for joining me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Jays From Away. Come on back soon and go Jays go. Raise up your hands, higher, higher, raise up your hands.